Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews.
I have a question for you. I'm going to see who's brave enough to answer this question. You ready? You're at a party. You walk by a scene between two people that appears that it may not be fully consensual. What do you do? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Love to hear from some men on this, too, because it kind of goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it does.
All right? And so what would you do? Again, here's the question. You're at a party, or you're at work, like you just said. You're on the elevator. You're at work. You're in the hallways at the water cooler, whatever. You see something that does not appear to be fully consensual. What do you do? Okay, we're posing the question because we had this happen at my annual soiree. And I'm bringing this up because you and I both have been the victims of, and I'm going to take full responsibility for being inebriated at some point in my life whenever this happened to me. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you, as a grown woman, I need to take responsibility for my alcohol consumption. And I'm a big proponent of that. But it certainly doesn't give anyone the right to take advantage of my drunkenness. Mm-hmm. And any man who would do that, who himself is not intoxicated, really should check himself before he wrecks himself and a whole other generation of women. And you happened to stumble upon this.
I did.
And listen, I'm a very discreet person. I'm a private person, but this is a very important topic for both of us because you dealt with this in college.
I did.
And I literally wanted to get on an aircraft and go hunt somebody down and exercise my Second Amendment right. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
And then you watched the movie last
Bombshell,
on the heels of all of this. And so you see that it goes on in the workplace.
Oh,
it goes on at parties. This is the holiday season. You ladies are getting ready to get all dolled up for New Year's Eve. The last thing you want to do is wake up on New Year's Day with a regret.
Or not knowing what happened.
Or not, exactly. I mean, you've been drugged here in the city of Atlanta.
I have. At a very popular Buckhead bar.
Very popular Buckhead bar that the cops will tell you, all of them,
every weekend.
Why would you let
on.
Your daughter go there? We have nothing but complaints about drugging that goes on in that particular bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
absolutely.
So we've been through this whole rodeo. So what went... Go for it, Allie.
Yeah, let's go. So I came across a scene that to me did not seem fully consensual because I could very clearly tell that the female participant was fully
inebriated.
Very intoxicated.
Right.
And the male participant was not seemingly as or at all intoxicated and was very clearly not taking the cues of maybe this isn't exactly what she wants.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a couple of other people involved. You know, we tried to settle the situation before I had to actually step in and
I enlisted some of the men of the party to say, hey, might be better optics and you know, it would go a longer of a way for you as a male to step in and say, hey man, you know, maybe take a break from this because it was
It was not good. And unfortunately, this person was persistent. So it really it took me fully confronting them and essentially explaining the rules of consent to a grown man of, you know, clearly this person is intoxicated and you are not reading the room at all. And also, this is my house.
Hello.
So I'm going to encourage you to stop what you're doing and allow her to call an Uber and go home.
Right.
And, you know.
And then he got offended because
he did.
He's like,
what
do you call me, a perpetrator?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, well,
the shoe
says
wear it.
So, you know, and for me, it was very angersome. And, you know, I tried to address the situation as discreetly as I could. And unfortunately, this person just was relentless and, right. you know, and turned it into a full on manipulation of the other person. Right. And I saw that very clearly. I mean, he came in full force with the I'm the victim here and I'm not this person and all of this. And, you know, it was extremely disturbing.
Yeah.
Because it was extremely manipulative.
Impossible to tell me and women. Impossible for you to look me in the face and say, I didn't know she was drunk or he was drunk. I had no idea. Yeah. You know, and in the meantime, I'm watching. And you're right. Thank you for saying that. And I because I said this yesterday, this is my home.
Yeah.
You don't come into my home and attempt to, you know, molest someone's autonomy.
Or be a predator.
Right, in my home. I mean, it just ticked me off. And so, but I was so proud of you for actually confronting it in a very gentle manner. No one was there to embarrass anyone about it, you know?
No.
And so, yeah, I want to go to Paul. Paul in Kennesaw, what would you do?
Engage the aggressor and just try and give the object of his ill perceived affection an exit opportunity.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Quite frankly, I mean, if I can take somebody with me to that person out of the way, get them out of the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good. Have you ever been in that position before where you've had to stop something? Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, not anything that I thought was going to go bad, but just more.
Like, hey, man, what up?
Giving someone an opportunity to get away from an obviously uncomfortable situation.
How did you do that?
Just go up and start, you know, if it's somebody I know, go up and start talking to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, be socially awkward. Make the entire conversation really uncomfortable for everybody there.
People run from that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, bringing up politics or religion. There you
so, hey, about this Trump toilet bowl cleaner I won at my dear Santa party. And that actually was a gift.
It was.
Okay. Hey, Paul, I appreciate you, man. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year
Thank
to you.
Thank you. That's
so important.
What we did.
Because
the men did exactly that. They took a bottle of water down to both of them to say, let's put some water on this fire going on right here. You know, hey, man, come up for air. Take a sip of water.
Because it's important to point out, you know, I do not fully know the aggressor, as Paul would have said. I do not fully know this person. So it also gives the other person a chance to save themselves.
To redeem themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
To not go through with bad behavior.
Yeah.
Because everyone does things when they're drunk sometimes that
absolutely.
We regret. And that may not be who you are, but you're giving both parties the chance, a real chance, at not both doing something that will be regretful.
Right. We're taking your calls 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. What would you do if you walk by something at a party or in the elevator or the water cooler at your office it does not appear to be mutually fully consensual? What do you do in that situation? And Paul said exactly, you know, what happened. I think most people, especially dudes, are a little apprehensive about, you know, being the what's the proper
wet blanket?
There you go.
The cold shower.
The cold shower.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. So if you see something, you
say something.
Yeah, there you go. Barry in Lawrenceville, what would you do?
Yes. Hey.
Hey,
how
Barry.
You doing?
Good. Thanks. What would you do?
Hey, I'm with Paul. I'm stepping in. I'm going to put the wet blanket on it, as awkward as it might seem. Mm-hmm. They got to take a break here.
Right.
Being a big guy, I'm not worried about
being taken out.
In and saying, guy, you're out of line and you're out of line. We're calling Uber or whatever.
That's right.
If it's my home, I'm the police there.
Hello.
And, until they get called. So, you know, you got to maintain your character, and somebody's got to hold our brothers and our sisters accountable.
I love that. Okay. You've got your, you know, you have to take responsibility, men included. Okay, wait, where am I? I've got Marie and Vinings. I think I have time for one more call. Marie, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I think women need to take responsibility for their behavior.
Right.
And the manner in which I see them all the time dressing, advertising.
Okay.
And if you're, you know, maybe women today think that's fun and that's great, but I think there's a certain amount of dignity that you can still prevail.
Okay.
And go and have a good time. That doesn't, you know.
That doesn't involve you ending up a victim. I get it. Okay, so you're rolling your eyes because?
I am, because it doesn't matter what you're wearing. It really doesn't. I have been dressed like a complete just hobo.
Lady. Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, but you're so pretty. You could go out
well,
and potato
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like, but regardless, it doesn't, the behavior is the behavior. If someone has
lust
a predator.
Does not discriminate.
Exactly. If someone has a predator mindset, male or female.
That's right.
It sticks.
All right. You can catch me on Monica On Air Talk on Twitter, Monty Matthews on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher. Podcasts are up daily. WSBradio.com. This entire broadcast will be up talking about gun control. This, you can catch it there. Also, log on to my website, MonicaMatthews.com. Leave me a voicemail for your live mic comments. I love it. I love you. Be kind to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.